In today's video, I'm going to be praying for those of you who have been dealing with shame, okay? Shame, discontentment, frustration, specifically those of you who have been trying to get out of like a rut, whether it be a mental or emotional rut, or maybe you're just trying to get back to a certain level of consistency, and it's been very hard. This prayer is also for those of you who have been frustrated with yourself because you haven't been able to move forward in a certain area. Maybe you have been going back and forth on a decision, and it's just keeping you just frustrated, and now you're ashamed because you feel like you should be somewhere where you aren't currently. This is something that the Lord has been placing heavy on my heart, and something that I've also been dealing with for the past few months, where I've just been trying to just get back to a certain place, and the shame of falling off in certain areas has been kind of a prison wall for me in some areas, and the Lord has really just been having to lift this area of shame off of me, because it's not that we aren't capable of getting out of this place. It's just that sometimes when you try to make steps forward, you're reminded of how long you've been in that place, and that particular memory can really keep you stuck. So I want to pray again against the spirit of shame. The Lord wants to set you free so that you can move forward. There's such a grace again to enter into a new season, to accelerate, to execute, to get things done, but we cannot do it with that barrier and that really cloud of shame that just hovers over our head and reminds us of where we aren't yet, or why we still aren't good enough, or why we are just frustrated. Like, that is not something that God wants for us. So we're going to pray against that today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would just have your way. You know exactly what your child is struggling with right now, Father. You know the cloud of shame that has been hovering over their minds, telling them they're not good enough, telling them that they'll always be in this place, telling them that they keep making the same mistakes over and over again, telling them that they are behind. Father, you hear all of these voices that are speaking to them, Father, and none of those voices are reflective of your character. So right now, Father, we're asking, Lord God, that you would lift up the cloud of shame that has been over their head, God, and you would replace it with a cloud of glory, Father. I pray right now, Lord God, that peace would reign in their minds, God, peace that surpasses all understanding, Father. You said that you would give that to us, Father. So we pray right now, Lord God, that peace would begin to speak louder than the voice of shame, Father. Your word says that instead of shame, Father, you would receive a double portion of honor, Lord. I thank you that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, God. And because we belong to you, Lord God, shame is not our portion, Lord God. Shame cannot define our destiny, Lord. I thank you that you are the author and the finisher of our lives, God, and you have already gone before us and made every crooked path straight, Father. So I speak to the heart, Lord God, that has been disappointed in themselves, Lord God. You have already forgiven them. You have already wiped the slate clean. You have already made a way, Father, but the enemy is just trying to keep them a prisoner in their minds, Lord God. So I pray right now, Lord, that you would help them to forgive themselves for where they are, Lord. Sometimes things don't necessarily work out in the way and the timing that we want, and we want to be somewhere, Lord God, and it just seems like there's a bunch of barriers, Father. But I thank you, Lord God, that there is no barrier too big for you. There's no amount of time that we've been stuck in a place, Lord God, that could outdo your ability to set us free in an instant, Father. You are the one who rescues us. You are the one who redeems and restores time, Lord. Father, I pray that you would restore the time, Lord, that your child feels like they lost, Lord, being stuck in their minds, Lord God, whether it be overthinking or overanalyzing or just letting the thoughts pile up, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for destroying, Lord God, that cycle, Lord God, of stagnation in their minds, Lord, and thrusting them forward. God, I thank you for restoring opportunities, Lord God, opening doors, Lord God, opening new windows, Lord God, that they can move forward with. Lord, I thank you for being with them, Father. You said in your word, Lord God, do not be discouraged, Father, for you are with us, God. You are Emmanuel, God with us, God. So I thank you, Lord God, that any moment, Lord God, that we can begin to move forward. Father, I pray right now for momentum to break forth, God, that your children will be able, Lord God, to catch up to the acceleration that you're doing in this moment, God. Things that have taken them years, Lord God, to get out of, Father. Decisions, Lord God, that they have been going back and forth with, that there will be a sudden moment, Lord God. Even as I'm praying, God, a suddenly will happen, Lord God, that they will come into the divine alignment. God, I thank you for your supernatural grace, Lord God, equipping all of us. God, I thank you for just binding up our wounds, Lord God. No longer, Lord God, will we hold ourselves captive by the places that we once were, Lord God, the areas that we fell short, the promises that we broke, Father. I thank you that your grace and your mercies are new every single morning, Father. So help us to walk into those things, Lord. Father, you've also given us the fruit of the spirit of gentleness, Lord God. Help us to be gentle with ourselves. The fruit of the spirit of gentleness is not just for us to be with other people, Lord God, but it's also for ourselves, Lord. Change the way that we speak to ourselves. Change the way, Lord God, that we hear ourselves speak, Father. Change our language in this season, God, so that it aligns with who you've called us to be. Father, I thank you that you are able to do exceedingly above all that we could even ask or think. I thank you that from today moving forward, we are no longer stuck, Father, but we are moving forward, God. We are accelerating forward, God. We are reaping, Lord God, the harvest of the seeds that we have planted. Father, I even pray for those who feel like they have been planting seeds for a long time and it just seems like the harvest has not come yet. And so they've been comparing their lives to others. Lord, I pray right now, Lord God, we destroy that spirit of comparison in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We cast down every thought, Lord God, saying that they are behind, Lord God, or saying that things are not working. We cast it down in the name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that you said in your word that we pay careful attention to our own work and we will receive the satisfaction of a job well done, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for fixing our eyes on you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that it is we who plant a seed, but you who waters it, Father. And I thank you for watering the seeds, Lord. I thank you that suddenly, Lord God, we will be able to see the fruits of our efforts, Lord God, the fruits of our labor, God. You said that we will reap if we do not grow weary, if we do not faint. You said in your word, Lord God, that we will reap if we do not faint, God. So I pray against the fainting. I pray against the heaviness. I pray against the discouragement, Father. And we thank you for breakthrough in this season, Lord God. I thank you for fresh grace, God. And when we look in the mirrors, we will be proud of ourselves, God. We will see ourselves the way that you see us, Father. I thank you for godly contentment in the seasons that we are in, Father. We are grateful for every season that you brought us through, including this current one, Lord God. As you're shifting us, God, let gratitude overflow from our hearts. Let the garment of praise be with us instead of the garment of heaviness. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you for what you are doing, Father. We stand in faith knowing, Lord God, that this spirit of shame has been destroyed in the name of Jesus, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. We thank you for sound minds, Lord God, and peaceful hearts, Lord God, as we walk into this next season, Father, becoming all that you have called us to be and accomplishing all that you have called us to do. God, we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Thank you for being El Roy, the God who sees us, Lord. You see your child right now. You have heard their cries. You have heard their frustrations. Not a tear has fallen to the ground that you have not seen, Father. And I thank you that you are responding, Lord God. So give us the courage to move in faith, God, to make the decision in faith, Lord God, to make the call, to move forward, Lord God, to decide from today to be consistent, Lord. And I thank you for making our efforts successful according to Psalm 90:17. God, we worship you, we honor you, and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Pray that this was helpful. I know that God is moving in your life. I know that God is with you. Share this prayer with someone that you know needs to hear it. And I love you guys so much. I can't wait to hear your testimonies. And I'll talk to you on the next video. Bye.